Okay, you said you worked as a dietitian. Do you please tell me a little bit about that situation? How old were you? Why? When? Etc.
Okay, this was a summer job, and I believe I was in my junior year of college. And it was just something that sort of turned up on the bulletin board. Anybody that wanted to apply could, and I applied for the job. And I had it. I had to go to Philadelphia for an interview, and was accepted. So I was there, I don't remember exactly, probably 3 months or 2.5 months in the summer. And it was my job while I was there. It was a huge hospital. It was a big General Hospital of Philadelphia, so it was right in the center of Philadelphia. And it ran for maybe four blocks, I would say. City blocks is how large it was. And I replaced the people that were going on vacation, the dietitians that were going off, and there's plenty of people to help, so it was not a really big job. I just had to make sure I had the diets. I had a little office, and there were probably six of us, maybe six dietitians in there. And if I had any question, I could always ask them, and we'd get the menu from the kitchen as to what was being served in the hospital, and then the doctor's orders would come in for the other patients, and we'd have to figure out the food, and there were plenty of books and plenty of references that we could use to go by to figure this out. If it had to have like 30% protein, or maybe some diet had to have 50% fat, we had charts and everything that would show us like how many mashed potatoes could they eat, or what food they couldn't have according to the restrictions. And we did this. I had to get the diets ready. Like maybe if I started work at 6, I had to have all the diets ready to go by 7. And then there were other girls. I had 9 girls that served the food. I had to go to the kitchen first, check the hot tray, make sure everything was on it that I was supposed to have, take it to the ward, and then the girls would be at the ward and take the trays out to the patients. And then at the end of the, and I had to weigh the food right there, like we had scales right there on the ward. I had a little kitchen there where we'd weigh the food and take it from the hot, hot cart, I guess you'd call it, was a thing on wheels, and put it on the trays. And usually I'd work 2 meals a day. I'd either work breakfast and lunch, or I'd have lunch and supper at night. So it was a pretty nice job. I stayed in the nurse's residence, and we had to go through a big tunnel. Everything was done in tunnels. You went underground to get from the nurse's residence, because you couldn't cross the streets. There were too much traffic. They're real wide, so you just went underground to cross the street. And I didn't like that, especially in the early morning hours. They were real dark and dingy, and you didn't know who you were going to meet in the tunnels. Well, without the spooky side, going through these tunnels, and once there were a few, you know, if there were 2 or 3 I could walk with, I always felt better about it.
Okay, was this just an independent job from your major in home ec, or was this through the university? Did you get college credit? I mean, credit?
No, I didn't get any credit. It was just a job. Mm-hmm. There was no credit, no hours, no anything.
See, I read up on this a little bit, and they talked about the a lot of home ec majors went into the dietitian field.
Yeah, it was a good field, and I didn't. I liked sewing. Sewing was my field rather than food. But I didn't get any credit or anything for this particular job. Mm-hmm. I just worked in the summer mainly for money.
Mm-hmm. Well, how was the money? Was it decent?
It was pretty good, because I had my room and board, so I didn't have to spend any money on food and where I stayed. Mm-hmm. And whatever money I did get, which I don't even remember what it was, but it was enough, you know, to give me a little bit for the next year. I could save a little bit, and there wasn't a whole lot. Of course, there wasn't a lot I could do there to spend money, because I didn't, most of my activities were just walking. I just walk, you know, I might take a little tour. I went to see the Liberty Bell and the sites, but I just walked. I could walk from where I was, where I lived. I could just walk to the Liberty Bell and walk to all the main little historical things in Philadelphia, because I was right in the middle of Philadelphia with this hospital.
Tell me how the living quarters were set up where you lived.
Where I was, it was like a nurse's residence. It was just a very old building, and it wasn't very comfortable. There were no air conditioning or anything like that. We just had windows and no screens on the windows, fire escapes going down into alleys, and say it was in sort of the poor section of town, so you just had to be very, very careful. The rooms were very barren, just a bed and a dresser. I think that's all I had in there. We shared bathrooms. Bathrooms were shared by several people, several of the girls. Sort of like a dorm situation. It wasn't at all. There were no curtains at the windows, anything like this. It was just very, very plain. And the housing around the area, I don't know exactly. I know that it was a poor district because children would be into the garbage cans. If you looked out in the alley, say at supper time, you could see children scurrying through trash cans trying to get food, leftover food, just to have something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And these were quite small children. These would be children, I'd say elementary school age, that were, you know, trying to find a biscuit or something in the trash can.
Were you in charge of making the menus for, I know, for the patients? Was mm-hmm. it just patients who had required special menus, or did you make the menus for the general patients as well, and say the employees and the people who ate in the cafeteria? I mean,
just the patients. I didn't have anything to do with employees, but
all the patients.
My territory covered two wards, and I kind of switched depending on what dietitian, because maybe a dietitian would be gone for a week, so I'd take her area for it.
Right.
And then she'd come back, another one would go, and I'd take her area. But basically, I kept like to two wards, and there were, I'd say, 60 patients per ward. And they were usually at different ends of the hospital. I had to sort of run back and forth. But sometimes there might be two dietitians gone at once, and I had to take over duties of, you know, I might have to run back and forth. I was the floater, I'd say. And I wasn't the only one. There were other college girls there, too, floating like I was. And we just did the doctors would send the orders down for every patient. We'd come on a long list, and it would just be like maybe it would be alphabetized, and maybe say patient A had a regular house diet, so we didn't have to bother with anything special for that patient.
Mm-hmm.
Patient B might be a diabetic, so we'd have to do a diet on them. Maybe patient C was one of these 30% fat, which we had a lot of the percent. Doctors liked to work with percentages back then, I found out. And we would do it that way. The majority of them, I'd say half of the patients, were just on house diets.
Okay.
And some of them were limited in calories, like some were 1,200 calories or some 1,500 calories. Some were trying to gain weight because of their sickness, so we'd have to make, you know, special things. We had a little kind of lab there. We could go in and make the special old milkshakes and things to try to get their weight up.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about your experience in the big city. Did you like it? Was it positive, negative, neutral?
Well, it was, I'll put it this way, interesting. I wasn't real happy with it because I was from a small town, so to me the big city, but I stayed in my own small area, and I guess that's why I didn't really have enough nerve to really branch out and go out, because I was a country girl. I wasn't used to riding public transportation and subways and things like that, and I was like maybe 18 years old when I went there. It was my first time away from home, first time away from, in fact, first time in a large city. So it was a little bit scary, but I kind of liked it in a way. I'd say it was interesting, and I had some friends that, a good girlfriend of mine, or a person from my hometown, her husband was a resident, a doctor,
mm-hmm.
right around the corner from where in the same kind of hospital complex, I guess you'd call it. And he was a resident there, so she stayed in the dorm for the doctors, in the doctor's residence house, or whatever they called it there.
Mm-hmm.
So I did know her, and she was from my hometown, and I could visit with her when I had time off. And she wasn't working, she was just there because her husband was there, so. And then through her, I met another doctor a resident that I was kind of dating. So we would go out, you know, it wasn't anything big. We used to go out and eat or go have supper together. Wherever we went, we just walked. There was nobody had cars or anything. You either walked or you took a bus. And I just walked most of the time. So it was kind of fun in a way.
Was the city dangerous?
And very much so. It was in the area I was in, you didn't walk around by yourself. I did in daylight, and I was real careful after it got dark. I made sure wherever I went, I was home. But it was kind of dangerous, and we had some incidents while I was there. One of the nurses on the floor above me was her room was broken into, and she was killed, beaten in the head with a brick, in fact, and they took her radio and a little bit of odd change, and as long as I was there, they never did find out who broke into her room. They just came off the fire escape, but the windows were open, and there was a fire escape, went to a back alley, and anybody could just go up the fire escape, go in your room, go in the window, and take whatever they wanted to. We sort of booby-trapped. We had to open our windows because it was too hot. We had no air conditioning. And I'd sort of, you know, line up bottles and things that would rattle and jar and make noise along the windowsill just in case somebody maybe tried to come. And I know one time when the window shade, I was sleeping, in fact, and there were window shades at the windows, and my window shade fell down, and it made such a clatter. I mean, I was out of the bed and into the hall before the thing hit the floor, but it just frightened me so. And we even had, there was another person killed going to the mailbox. There was a mailbox on the corner of the nurse's resident in the hospital in the area. And this wasn't a nurse, it was the resident in the area, but they went to mail a letter, and they were beaten badly. I used to write and tell my mother all this, and I know I worried her to death now to think back at it. I said, oh, well, another person got killed today, you know. Yippee. There I am in the middle of the big city. But it was interesting, John.
Okay, I think that concludes our interview again.
Okay.
And thank you for your time. Thank you.
You're very welcome.